Observe, imagine, savor, and above all, tune in and listen. Direct from Grippo, an exclusive experience that crosses borders of space and time and reawakens the emotions. This is the podcast La Voce di Biondi Santi. Episode 4, Equilibrium in the Vineyard. Listen with care.
Every day at Grippo, I am enchanted by the surrounding panorama of the Montalcino Hills. There is a perfect balance of silence, fragrances, and colors. My name is Giampiero Bertolini, and I stand at the helm of Biondi Santi. Thanks to La Voce di Biondi Santi, I've been able to express the sense of fortune and responsibility that I feel for this historic winery as history evolves into the future. But even luckier than me is Federico Radi, our head winemaker, the man who talks to the vines. Coming to you live from his kingdom, in a glorious place suspended between heaven and earth, he tells all his secret, including those about the vineyard, to Elena D'Aluzzo. Writer of short stories set at Grippo, here wearing the hat of a brilliant journalist, always curious to peer into the depths of things. And yes, Federico really does tell. Buon ascolto.
Good morning, Grippo. Good morning, Federico. I am here with Federico Radi, viticulture and winemaking director Biondi Santi. We are in what I consider, and I'm not the only one of the most beautiful landscapes in the world, surrounded by vineyards. Actually, we are in a vineyard, hills and hills dotted with vines and groves. And in the distance, I can also see the Monte Amiata and the Val d'Orcia.
Exactly. It's a marvelous landscape which amazes us every day with new, ever-changing emotions. It's a privilege to work in a place like this.
And in effect, I want to ask you, Federico, where exactly are we? Can you describe what you and I are so lucky and privileged to see?
Right now, we are standing in one of the vineyards of our estate, here in Tenuta Grippo, not far from the town of Montalcino. It is autumn now, and the colors around us are splendid, going from yellow to orange and red, full of warmth. The same charm we often find in the glass when we open a bottle of Brunello.
And what surrounds us?
Around us we have vines, wood, bushes. We are about at 500 meters above the sea level here. So we always have a good wind blowing across the land, a fresh and healthy wind. But we are also surrounded by aromas, the earthy scent rising from beneath our feet, the falling leaves, the Mediterranean herbs, which grow freely here, the scent of the new fermenting in the cellar.
What I've been taught when I came to Grippo is that there are promiscuous vineyards, which is not a bad word, but describes an ancient way of cultivating, mixing different plants such as vines and olive trees. It really fascinated me.
Promiscuous cultivation means the cohabitation or co-cultivation of more than one type of plant in the same field. Here at the Grippo, it is olive trees and vines. It belongs to another age where the farmers would grow more crops together to optimize their spaces. It is, for me, a beautiful way of cultivation where both olives and grape give great quality. It is also beautiful to see.
And they also produce a beautiful landscape. But tell us a little about yourself. How long have you been here, when you did arrive, and what's your mission at Grippo and your ideas, your story in short?
It's a true privilege for me to be here. I arrived just before harvest in 2017. So it is just over 40 years ago. My history is the story of a boy who has always felt a bond with the nature. I studied agricultural sciences at the University of Florence, and then, after that, I took a master in winemaking. Right away, I felt passion for this work. It is a work of dedication and sacrifice, but what we produce, the final product, goes on the table of people around the world, so it's worth it. Certainly, being here at Biondisanti, it's a grand experience.
And what's your ideal?
I cannot talk about just one ideal, but rather about respect. Respect for this territory, for nature, and for a brand that has a story like no other, Biondisanti.
And continuing with the highest principles, what is the one that guides your relationship with the vineyard? You spoke earlier about a love affair.
Passion, pure passion. Because if there is no passion in what we do, and this goes for all aspects of the life, the result will never meet our true potential. The dedication we all feel and put into action in taking care of the vines and the grapes from the vineyards to the cellar in a very natural and traditional way is what leads us all.
As you are the technical director, I would like to talk about more technical subjects with you. Can you give us some examples of regenerative culture techniques?
Regenerative viticulture is a way of managing the vine which starts from the respect of the characteristics of the soil and which tries to amplify them. We all know that we are now charged with preserving nature and doing what we can for the future, and especially for the agriculture and viticulture have a big, big responsibility in this process. Regenerative viticulture introduces several gentle techniques which are aimed at regenerating the soils, regenerating the life in the soil for the benefit of the vines. Healthier vines will give healthier grapes and, in the end, better, well-balanced wines.
I have only seen one example here at Greppo, the one that avoids irrigating the vines even in very hot or drafty years like this one, and it was really astonishing.
If a soil is porous or compact, the rains will not be absorbed and the plants will benefit from the humus which forms on the surface. In a natural way, giving water artificially are also fertilizing artificially. It is not natural and is often useless. Working on a natural balance between soil and plant means making the plant more resilient on its own.
We are going back to our premise, namely balance, which in this case is found by the vines themselves. From your point of view, what is the secret to maintaining the balance between the tradition of this historic winery and its future?
There are various types of equilibrium. In the vineyards we find in life cycles. Weed or cover crop which dies and mineralizes the soil gives nourishment to the vines. Life and death, it is always an eternal cycle.
Which, put in another way, it's a kind of eternity.
Equilibrium, in the end, leads to infinity.
It's a beautiful thought. Without talking about eternity, let's talk about longevity. And I know that at Greppo there are very old vines.
They are vineyards which are almost 100 years ago. And from these vines we find energy and vision for the future. Observing their behavior and trying to learn from the best plants and using certain techniques of pruning and planting new vines with the goal of reaching an ever higher degree of equilibrium. A healthy plant has less need for our help. instead of adding, the concept is less is more.
Longevity of the vines brings me to the other great theme linked to balance, that it's time in the vineyard.
I pass a lot of time in the vineyards.
Which is a very delayed or very compressed time, depending on the moment.
Dr. Franco Biondisanti has a signature phrase: nature is capable of creating great things, you just have to wait. And that's what we do. Time is needed, patience to create something unique. The longevity of our vines should be mirrored in the vines. That's my ambition, to create new vines with a life as long as those from the 30s.
How does time fit into the theme of balance in your work? I guess a lot.
This is a beautiful question. The theme of equilibrium is my work is continuous. The search for equilibrium in the wines start even before the wines in themselves, from nature, from what we do in the vineyards. That's where the imprinting in the wines comes from. It is my job to accompany this equilibrium from nature into the cellar. It is like a funambulist, if I may use a figure of speech. The equilibrium from nature to wine is something which can be disturbed. It is an art which needs precision and patience. I see myself more like the balancing stick in the hands of the funambulist more than the funambulist himself. That person who helps the wines preserve the magic of nature.
La Voce di Biondisanti is a project by Ithaca Comunicazione. Year 2022. Narrator: Giampiero Bertolini, Elena Dall'Orso, Federico Radi. Production: Emmons Audiolibri in collaboration with Matteo Scandolin.